This vivid portrait shows Charles Darwin as he looked near the end of his life. This version of the portrait was actually painted after his death, and Darwin's sons advised the artist on how to make it an even better likeness. At the same time, the composition is full of memories of the old masters, which gives Darwin an air of great dignity. Diana Donald.
I think actually it's a very subtle picture because it does several things at once. We're confronted with Darwin the man. We get a very vivid sense of his character as he looks at us so directly. A man who was perhaps rather melancholic and reticent, but also a man of warm feelings. Very sincere and very genuine, I think. He looks at us with the utmost simplicity. There's no sort of accessories to this portrait. There are no scientific objects or marks of rank or anything like that. It is just the man himself. And the fact that he's shown in his cloak and carrying his battered old garden hat is a reference to the fact that Darwin was always an outdoor scientist. This was one measure of his integrity, that he studied plants and animals at first hand. He wasn't a mere theoriser, you know, sort of theorising empty nothings. He knew what he was talking about. So that modesty, that genuineness, that directness all comes together in this picture.
But for all his well-attested modesty, Darwin could not escape the fame that his work brought him.
He was perhaps the most famous scientist of his time. His face was extremely familiar to people. Photographs were engraved and published in magazines. You could buy little photographs of Darwin in the sort of carte de visite format in many shops in London. And, of course, he was caricatured. There were all the sort of joking cartoons showing Darwin himself as an ape or sort of semi-ape. So, yes, he was a famous man in every sense.
You can see reproductions of some of these later in the exhibition.